Tuesday is Election Day in New York. In the 16th Congressional District, longtime Congressman Elliot Engel faces a Democratic primary against three others. And while it's not the first time he has faced such a challenge, analysts say it's the first time he's in real danger of losing, and to progressive Jamal Bowman. Two other candidates are fighting for the chance, including retired NYPD Lieutenant Sammy Ravello.
Two-thirds of the district is minority. It's a majority-minority district. And what we have and what we've seen here in this district is that the majority of the district does not know who our current representative is, even though he's been there 30 years. So as the district becomes more and more majority, you know, it is time for somebody representative to run. And I figure that I could be that person that has the experience to be representing the people of New York 16.
Ravello differentiates himself from the progressive wing of the party and describes himself as a traditional Democrat.
But it is time that, you know, the district moves forward with somebody new. You know, Congressman Engel has been there for a long time. He has done good work, but now the district needs to turn over.
Ravello, who retired from the NYPD in 2018, would increase funding for the Community-Oriented Policing Services, or COPS, program and push for a number of criminal justice reforms. As for police reforms following the George Floyd death and subsequent protests, he supports some sort of restructuring, but not defunding the police.
What happened in Minneapolis was a travesty. It was a tragedy. 95% of the police officers in the United States, I know for a fact, and I'm probably going to, the percentage is probably higher, probably agree with me, and they feel bad. It's sad that now there's this big push for police reform and every police officer being maligned, because I know the majority of the good cops, you know, are feel bad. But there is a change in culture that is needed. And I know, and they can't tell me that they can't, because I lived it. I believe that I can speak to this with more clarity than everybody else. Right now, two things are needed. There's got to be transparency in hiring, and the police department has to be proportionate with the community that they serve. You know, and what I say transparency is, there should be no more, you know, behind-the-scenes hiring of police officers, because that contributes to the culture of us against them, you know. And it has to be more, that's why I call for more transparency. And, not the son and the grandson, the cousin of the chief that, you know, or the mayor, now let's make him a police officer, and they really don't know what's going on with the community or really don't care about the community. We have to be careful with that. We got to start hiring folks that care about their community, that really care about crime, that really care about where the community is going. That's when you are going to see the sea change in how people perceive the police officers.
On Thursday, the U.S. Supreme Court rejected President Donald Trump's effort to end legal protections for 650,000 young immigrants known as Dreamers. The justices rejected administration arguments that the 8-year-old Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, or DACA, is illegal. Ravello, who came to the U.S. as a child from the Dominican Republic and was undocumented for a time, says he's the best candidate to address immigration reform.
This is something, and like I said, you gotta have a little skin in the game. You know, you can't, you know, and what's going to separate myself from all the other candidates on this issue, because we probably all agree on this. We want to make sure we want to see a path to citizenship. We want to end family separation. We probably want the same thing, but who is going to champion it the most? Obviously, what I want is I want to reintroduce the bill that is going to normalize our Dreamers. You know, that's very near and dear to my heart. I just can't believe that this is still they keep punting this and the political football. I really want to see that, and I want to champion it, you know, obviously end what's going on in the border. It's disastrous. It's just not the United States, not the the country that I fought for, that I've about to give my life at least 6 or 7 times and at various stages in my life, that, you know, that's happening down in the border. So I think it's more of who's going to champion, who's going to be a face. I believe that I would represent, I would be a good face for immigration as opposed to the rest of the candidates.
And he wants to address veterans' issues.
One piece of legislation that I immediately want to introduce or reintroduce, I believe that there was Tulsi Gabbard introduced this bill in the last session, is more access to health care, especially for the veterans that have to travel long way to get to the VA hospital, for example. And then, you know, reimbursement. You know, some veterans, they live 60, 70 miles away, especially here in New York, and they got to travel down to the VA hospital in the Bronx, and they spend money to getting there and back, and they live pretty much paycheck to paycheck. Some of them are in disability. Obviously, they have to wait a long time in order to get reimbursed. And there's something that that I want to propose. Is a little this. I'm just trying to. I haven't rolled it out yet, but it's something that I'm putting it together right now, which is called Veterans Village. I want to end veterans homelessness. You know, the country. You know, a country that's been at war for over 20 years now, and our veteran comes back and he ends up in the street. It's really. I don't think in the richest country in the world should allow that to happen. So I'm trying to I'm coming up with an idea called Veterans Village, where we can actually have some sort of make some sort of a small village for veterans that we find homeless, and there they can get all the needs that they need, whether it's they can have their housing, they can have their health care, education to reinsert themselves back into society, maybe perhaps get training for if they want to start a small business, you know, something to that sort, so we can end for sure and for good veterans homelessness.
He envisions such villages throughout the country. Ravelo says his number one priority is addressing inequities in education, especially in minority and low-income communities.
I want to bring more after-school programs. So we're going to have to invest more money. You know, our kids get in trouble when they do not find things interesting to do, whether it's sports, arts, music, you name it. You know, that's what I want to see, the extracurricular activities for our kids, especially in the most needed parts, most poorer parts of the district. As you can see, our district has very poor parts, like the Edenwell houses. I don't have to tell you who lives in Scarsdale. It is like night and day, and it exists here in the district.
His second priority is housing.
So two things that I want to do. I want to bring more federal subsidies to stabilize our housing for at least the next 10 years. And I want to make sure that people get credit, a tax credit, if they spend over 30% of their income in housing. You know, I believe that would go a long way for having people stay in New York, because at the end of the day, we want them staying in New York. Third is going to be jobs. I think I can speak probably to our friends on the other side and tell them, listen, we lost 35 million jobs due to the pandemic. Half of those jobs are not coming back. Why don't we introduce an infrastructure bill and start getting people to work? You know, I think that's something that's doable. We can start fixing our roads and bridges. Our water system here in District 16 is depleted. It's time to modernize it.
Sammy Ravelo is a Democratic primary candidate in the 16th Congressional District, which contains parts of the Bronx and Lower Westchester, including New Rochelle, Scarsdale, Rye, and Yonkers. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.